Good morning and welcome to Law Matters for another fortnight brought to you by the Aboriginal Legal Service of Western Australia. I'll never forget how excited my daughter was when Christine Arnoux started being one of the presenters on Play School. Fantastic artist and great to see a lot of our Australian artists teaming up and doing collaborative work as well. Coming up on the next hour in the program, we are going to be telling you all about our elections for the Executive Committee for the Aboriginal Legal Service of WA. Now, you've been hearing about this on recent programs, but the nominations are opening this Monday. So we'll be letting you know all about the elections, how you can get involved and how you can find out more information. Also going to be having a chat with Kenny Sutton, who will be popping in from the Children's Court this morning and just talking a little bit through the process of the Children's Court. What do you expect when you go there? What's the procedure? Can be a bit of a daunting thing, I imagine, for a lot of people if it's your first time. So Kenny will be providing us with a bit of an insight on that. Shanna Satya is coming to say hello with us. Shanna is our policy officer who actually finishes up at the ALS this Friday, and we'll be talking about some really important matters and submissions that we've now got online with regard to coronial reform and the Bail Act. And check out the ALS website because it is being updated all the time. There's media statements, alerts, news, info on our elections, submissions, a whole lot of information there that's been added to all the time. So do make sure you check it out at www.als.org.au. And also on the program, we're going to turn back the clock and we're going to find out about the very early years of the Aboriginal Legal Service, because we're going to meet a woman whose family were very, very involved in those early days. In fact, some of the very first field officers employed by our organisation. Miranda Farmer joins us, as does Peter Farmer, Noongar artist, who you've heard us talk about on this program before, because Peter actually was involved with the Murditj Mural Project, the magnificent historical ALS mural that is proudly adorning the meeting room of our head office in Perth. So do stay tuned. Peter and Miranda joining us very, very shortly on the program. But first up, I would like to introduce our executive officer and our acting chief executive officer, John Bedford. G'day, John. How are you going?
Good, thanks, Jodie.
John, we're going to talk to you about the elections this morning. Really, really important that we're getting this information out to our community, not just in Perth, but throughout Western Australia. So you're going to give us the lowdown on that. But first, I want to talk about a gorgeous photo that was on the front page of the West Australian a couple of weeks ago around International Women's Day at the start of March, because there was a pretty special woman in your life on the front of that paper, wasn't there?
Yeah, Jodie, it's my mother. So, yeah, pretty proud of her to see her on the front page of the West Australian there and being part of the 100, I think,
years of, International... Yeah.
International Women's Day and the WA Hall of Fame, the inaugural mob. So, yeah, it was good to see Mum. I was actually buying some petrol that morning and walked past the paper stand and saw a picture on the front page. And also Vanessa Elliott too. So, yeah, congratulations to both of those people.
Now, people who know your mum know who you're talking about. But for the rest of our listeners, who is she?
Doreen Green. Doreen... My mother is a school teacher in Halls Creek, and she's been involved with the alcohol restrictions in Halls Creek, and a big advocate for advocating for the liquor restrictions in Halls Creek. And because she's a teacher, she saw a lot of kids coming to school or not coming to school, and when they did show, they were uninterested because they hadn't been looked after properly. So she decided to make a stand about it, and good on her.
You were in Broome recently, up in the Kimberley. It's a beautiful place, isn't it?
Wonderful place, one of my favourite places.
And how's the ALS office up in Broome going?
Yeah, they're very busy, of course, and we've got three staff members there, or actually four, but we've got Stephen Begg, Ben White and Tamil Taylor, who's the new solicitor there in Broome. But yeah, they're going great guns and providing a service to our mob up there.
We have got 18 offices around all of Western Australia. There's a great diversity between the offices, isn't there, John, when you've got sort of major regional centres like Bunbury, Albany, Geraldton, Broome, but then a lot of very out-of-the-way sort of regional areas as well that I guess a lot of people have never been to.
Yeah, those places include Warburton, Halls Creek, Fitzroy Crossing, out to those places. We recently had an office in Laverton and Roebourne and Newman, but we're having some difficulties in trying to recruit to those places because of the mining booms and people being picked up in the mines. So we're looking at different strategies and trying to recruit and retain people in those locations.
You do get to travel out to quite a few of our offices from time to time. Must be really good to sort of come back to Perth but be able to have that picture in your mind of where the offices are, what are the issues facing Aboriginal people in different parts of Western Australia, to sort of come back and continue to do the work that you do with senior management at this level, hey?
Mm. Yeah, it's always a challenge for us because of the vast distances and trying to keep up with what's happening on a day-to-day basis in those regions is always a challenge for us. But we have some wonderful people working out in those locations and they keep us up to score with what's happening out there and what is actually happening in communities.
Now, we're talking about regions, I guess, as a sort of a lead-in to our elections which are coming up, because many people may not be aware, but we have 8 regions throughout Western Australia that we elect 2 members from each region. And as far as I'm aware, John, it's the old ATSIC regions, is it? The regional boundaries?
Yeah, they're based on the old ATSIC regions from what I understand. But there's been some modifications to that. But those regions are the Central, the Southern, the Murchison-Gascoyne, the Pilbara, the West Kimberley, the East Kimberley, Goldfields and the Central Desert. So we've got 2 members elected to each of those regions, so giving us a total of 16 members.
Now, it's going to be a very busy couple of weeks coming up for some people who are going to want to nominate to be considered for those elections. Give us the dates of when the nominations are open from and to.
The nominations are open from next Monday at 9 a.m. So if you're already a member of the Aboriginal Legal Service, and you want to nominate onto our executive committee, the window of opportunity is open, as I said, from 9 o'clock next Monday, the 28th of March, and they close 2 weeks later at 4 p.m. on Friday, the 8th of April, 2011.
Now, any member of the ALS is eligible to nominate for election, but there's membership forms as well, isn't there?
Yes, there is. If people aren't members of the organisation, they may still nominate to become a member. However, they may not be able to vote in the actual elections themselves. Yeah, that's about it, Jodie.
All right. Now, what's the actual role of an executive committee? Because it is really important that it's, as a statewide organisation, we've got representation across the board, but they come together regularly for meetings?
Yeah, traditionally they've met 4 times a year, once every 3 months. We try to shift the meetings around into the country regions or get out into the country regions as we can. But basically we hold the majority of them in Perth due to funding constraints. And really the role of the executive committee member would be to set strategic direction for the organisation and also have some input in how they see that the organisation should run.
Okay. Anything else people need to know?
The actual elections, Jodie, do take place on the 23rd to the 27th of May. What I've been talking about just prior to this was actually the nomination window. So, but the actual elections themselves take place in a couple of months on the 23rd to the 27th of May, and polling booths will be advertised prior to then about where you can go in and vote.
Excellent. All right, so elections opening this Monday for 2 weeks, Monday the 28th of March, closing Friday the 8th of April, and the elections themselves happening from the 23rd to the 27th of May. If you would like further information, John, what should people do for further information and to get hold of the nomination forms and everything?
All your queries can be directed to Peter Collins, who's the ALS returning officer. The number you can contact Peter on is 9265 6601, or you can use our WA free call number, which is 1800 019 900.
Excellent. John Bedford, thank you so much for popping in and giving us all of that information today on Law Matters. And I'm sure we'll see many nominations rolling in over the next couple of weeks, hey?
Hope so, Jodie.
We'll speak to you again soon.
Thank you.
John Bedford is the Executive Officer and the Acting CEO of the Aboriginal Legal Service in Perth, and really, really important information about our nominations and forthcoming election. All of that information is also on our website, the nomination forms, information about it, www.als.org.au. This is Law Matters, brought to you by the Aboriginal Legal Service. Coming up very shortly, let's turn back the clock when we speak to Miranda Farmer and Peter Farmer.